Konnichiwa, UK Mike-san here. Welcome to the special edition of the British Hour, coming to you from the land of the rising sun, Japan, as part of our Christmas in Japan special. As you know, Japan is an island nation in East Asia, in the Pacific Ocean, and the Japanese characters that make up Japan's name mean sun origin, which is why it's sometimes referred to as the land of the rising sun. In total, Japan is made up of 6,852 islands, so stay tuned as we visit them all one by one. The four largest islands of Japan are Honshu, Hokkaido, Kyushu and Shikoku, which together account for 97% of Japan's land area, housing around 127 million people, making it the 10th most populous country in the world, with the Greater Tokyo area playing host to over 30 million residents, making it the largest metropolitan area in the world. We'll be heading down that way eventually to the capital, Tokyo, to see if we can find anything of interest there, and no doubt we will. But first, we have to jump on the bullet train, or to give it its real name, the Shinkansen. The bullet trains are an icon of Japan, and they can reach speeds of 186 miles per hour. They travel on special rails and connect most of the major cities on the main islands of Honshu and Kyushu. There's a link to the northern island of Hokkaido underway, and also plans to increase the maximum speed to 199 miles per hour. But test runs have been done at up to 275 miles per hour. There are also experiments on maglev systems rather than conventional rails, and tests on those have reached a world record speed of 361 miles per hour. Now, because of the risk of earthquakes, an alarm system was introduced in 1992, which automatically applies the brakes if an earthquake's detected. Now, we're going to have to fight to get on this thing, though, because this system is the busiest rail system in the world, and the rail networks employ guards to squash people onto the commuter trains. Here we go. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Come into it. Oh, watch your back. Watch your back. It's close. Oof. All right. Oof. Jeez. Ow. Okay. Don't mind. Oh. Who's got the hand on me? Yeah. As we're travelling through the countryside, I'll tell you a little bit more about Japan. About 73% of it is made up of mountainous forest, so it's unusable as agricultural, industrial or residential land, which means that the few areas that can be habited are very densely populated and are mainly in the coastal areas. In fact, Japan is one of the most densely populated countries in the world, not to be confused with Ireland, which has one of the densest populations in the world. Only kidding. Of course we know that's Poland. The islands of Japan are located in an active volcanic zone, and they were created by oceanic movements over hundreds of millions of years. There are currently 108 active volcanoes in Japan, and it's located in an area known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. Destructive earthquakes, often triggering tsunamis, occur several times each century. The 1923 Tokyo earthquake killed over 140,000 people, The Great Hanshin Earthquake occurred in 1995, and of course, the Tohoku Earthquake in March 2011, which was a magnitude 9 quake that triggered a huge tsunami. Enough doom and gloom though, let's find some uplifting entertainment. Sumo.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Sumo is a competitive full-contact sport where wrestlers, or rikishi, try to force their opponents out of a circular ring or force them to the ground while wearing large nappies. And Japan is the only country where it's a professional sport. The wrestlers live in communal training stables where their day-to-day lives are controlled by strict traditions, and much of the pre-fight build-up is ceremonial. But once the fight starts, it's every fat man for himself. Now I'm all nappied up, and I'm going to give it a go here. So, first we have to throw a bit of chalk around. Then you have to slap your ass every so often. Then you lift your legs up and plant them down on the ground. Bit more slapping of the ass. And then we're going to take this bad boy down. The fucking size of him. Was an experience. We're now in downtown Tokyo, a huge and bustling city, but one that's safer than you might expect, because after Singapore, Japan has the lowest homicide rate in the world. Ironically though, it also has a very high suicide rate, one of the highest in the world. So you're more likely to be killed by someone landing on you from the 40th floor than you are to get mugged. And in fact, suicide is the leading cause of death for people under 30. Once you get past 30 though, things are really looking up, because Japan has the longest life expectancy of any country in the world. But this is causing something of a problem, because the Japanese population is rapidly aging as the result of a post-World War II baby boom, followed by a decline in birth rates. In 2009, about 22.7% of the population was over 65, and by 2050, that percentage will rise to almost 40%. That creates a number of issues, exacerbated by all the 20-year-olds killing themselves, not least of which is the size of the national workforce, who will find it harder and harder to fund the public pension schemes. For some reason, lots of younger Japanese are choosing not to marry and have families, instead choosing to travel the world on coaches and take pictures of things. popular music in post-war Japan has been heavily influenced by American and European trends, which has led to the evolution of J-pop, or Japanese popular music. But by far the most popular cultural activity in Japan is karaoke. A survey in 1993 found that in that year, more Japanese people had sung karaoke than had participated in the more traditional Japanese pursuits, like flower arranging or tea ceremonies. Like, that's a shocker. The staple of most people's diets in Japan is, of course, rice. And the Japanese are renowned for their unique cuisine. And the Michelin Guide has awarded more Michelin stars in Japan than in the rest of the world combined, even taking raw fish into account. The most popular sport in Japan is baseball, and the National League was founded as long ago as 1936. But association football is fast catching up, and Japan co-hosted the 2002 World Cup with South Korea. On to much more serious matters, though. And earlier in the show, Scott alluded to Pearl Harbor. And just walking around Japan and meeting the Japanese people, I get the impression that they really are truly sorry for Pearl Harbor. They wish Pearl Harbor had never happened. And you know what? So do I. I wish Pearl Harbor had never happened. It was truly terrible. I mean, who the fuck thought to put Ben Affleck in a starring role? I mean, Jesus Christ. Ben Affleck. Opposite Josh Hartnett too. Fuck me. Not even John Voight could save that train wreck.